Royal Rose Art Gallery and Gifts is getting off to a spooky start in Aurora's downtown core, welcoming one and all to a haunted house and magic experience just in time for Halloween. Royal Rose, curated by artist Rosa Calabresi, has taken over the former Caruso & Company, which made its home on Yonge Street, just south of Wellington, for more than 100 years. With an art and gift store currently in the south side of the unit, the gallery in the north half of the space has been transformed into a devilish destination through Halloween. "This opportunity just fell into my lap," says Calabresi, an art educator formerly with the McMichael Canadian Art Collection, about securing her space in Aurora. "This space was empty, and with the help of family and friends, we decided to go for it with a gallery and a gift shop. We are Halloween nuts and had all these props, purchasing one item every year, and with our growing collection, we thought, why not? Let's do something fun for the community. The whole family is involved." Since they opened their doors earlier this month, Calabresi says they have received positive feedback from the community, some not thinking the experience would be as scary as it is. One family has even booked the space for an upcoming Halloween-themed birthday party for a youngster. Admission to the gallery's haunted house is free, but donations are suggested to Sport Aurora's All Kids Can Play program, which aims to break down financial barriers for kids and families looking to get involved with organized sports. "I loved their concept of allowing children who may not have the financial means to play sports to have the ability to do so," she says. "Especially with COVID and everyone being stuck inside, it's a great way for them to be out in the community with other children." The Haunted Gallery is open Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 4 p.m., with the spooky hour from 5 to 8 p.m. Halloween falls on a Sunday, so we're just doing the 1 to 4 p.m. on October 31st because we still want the kids trick or treating, says Calabresi. "Then, in November, we will roll into a Christmas market, and this space will be all decorated for Christmas with vendors." Brock Weir is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at the Auroran.